The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here, and let's play the guessing game today. In just a moment, we'll get to that, and let me give you the phone number so you can get in touch with Steve Decker and Rob Davis and all the creative financial partners, your financial consultants for Northwestern Ohio, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. All you have to do is call that number, leave your contact information. A member of the team will get back with you, and you can come in and have a conversation. Again, 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. That, of course, is a toll-free call from wherever you are. Well, getting back to the guessing game here, most people, when trying to plan their retirement, have to guess about the answers to some very important questions, and that's unfortunate. So I thought maybe we could talk about some of those questions and why you need to have a better answer than just a guess. I know that you guys meet for with a lot of people for the very first time, and you ask them questions, and they just throw out a guess, but they don't really know the answers.
Yeah, that's 100% true. The biggest question for retirees is, do we have enough money, and how is that money going to work for us on a monthly level right now? And what you have to understand is, I don't think that I've had one person come into my office and said, okay, I'm getting ready to retire, I need less money. That just doesn't happen. Most people get used to their paychecks, get used to a certain level of income, and they want to continue that through retirement. So that's where we come in. We put different vehicles in place, different types of investments that secure your income first, and then we work on the other pots. But the income is the big thing. It's a big mental hurdle to get over when you get rid of that income piece of it.
A lot of people have no idea how much monthly income they're going to need, and that requires a lot of thought, doesn't it, Rob?
It does. It requires a lot of thought and some time. And so one of the big things, like Steve said, that we work on is monthly income and how much you're going to need. And that's not always an easy question to answer, especially when you might be planning for one thing, but you end up, you know, all of a sudden you're retired and now maybe you and your spouse have time to do things you've never done before. So, you know, the old perception of retirement is you might only need 70% of your income or 80% of your income. And in some lifestyles, it's actually more, especially for the first few years of retirement when people get to finally do the things they've never done before, the trips they've never done, the visiting the kids or the grandkids that they never got to do before, but now they can do that two or three times a year. So those are the things that we really like to try to drill down and get to know our clients enough to help them anticipate, and just some overall good planning. Our Money Map planning process is designed for many, many things, income being one of the most important parts of that plan. So it's something we do every day here, and we love working through the process with the clients with that.
No need whatsoever to be playing the guessing game if you have a true income plan, and the Creative Financial Partners can help you put one together. We're talking to Steve Decker and Rob Davis on today's show, of course, of Creative Financial Partners, and they can help you. I'll give you the phone number a moment from now and let you know how you can get in touch and make an appointment to come in. How much will you need for major purchases? That's a question that a lot of folks should be asking themselves. Most people have no idea how much that's going to be.
And that's a really hard one to plan for, because these are things that come up that you're not thinking about sometimes. And those can be, you know, household things like a roof or an appliance, or you need a new dryer, or, you know, something like that. And, you know, and the other major purchases that come up, and a lot of times when folks are getting ready to retire, and many times have retired, there might be family things that are going to come up that you just not know when. And those are, you know, kids' weddings and grandkids coming along and all of those sorts of things that, you know they might be coming up someday, but it's really hard to plan for. So in those cases, we make sure that the portfolios that we design are flexible enough. You don't want all your money tied up into one thing, for example, that you can't get money out of when you need to. And you certainly don't want your normal income each month to be affected by a major purchase. Whereas if you spend money on your major purchase, you don't want your normal monthly income to decline either. So that's a real important thing to think about. Those considerations are always part of a thorough plan, and we feel real confident in our ability to do that.
One thing that I've done with a number of my clients, and they seem to really like, is give them an adult allowance, for lack of a better term. That's what I've been using, but I wish I had a better term. But as they kind of do their family planning, we know in 2017, for example, that we want to take a cruise to Alaska and that, you know, Sarah's getting married. So we go over their portfolio and their annual review. Then we look at how much you're going to need for your allowance the following year. And that changes from year to year. And again, it's not always planned, but you know if you're going to be taking big trips, you know if somebody's going to be getting married. So you can plan for a lot of those expenses. And I like to build that into our reviews.
If you'd like to call Creative Financial Partners and make an appointment to come in and have a conversation of your own about your financial situation, the number is 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. All you have to do is leave your contact information, and then a member of the team will get back with you, and you can come in and have a conversation in Perrysburg about whatever you need for your retirement and how you're going to get there. Put together a plan. So many people don't have a plan at all. You can get started on that by calling 800-373-9715. One more time, that is 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and we're talking about playing the guessing game. Really no need to play the guessing game if you have a good financial advisor. And, of course, the financial consultants at Creative Financial Partners can help you avoid that situation. How much impact will inflation have? I know that it's amazing how many people don't even consider inflation when they're talking about retirement, but it's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, and it's especially in this day and age, being the fact that since 2008, inflation really hasn't been too much in the conversation at all because of where the economy's been and everything else going on in the world. But it's definitely something that we build into our portfolios, and with our money mapping process, we have the ability to say, okay, let's increase our expenses by 3% each year, or we can plug in whatever factor we like. And then we counter that with what you're taking from your investments or your income. You know, Social Security most of the time has increases, but they have a neat way of increasing your Medicare costs as well. So that doesn't always work out. But we have the ability with, depending on where we're taking income from your investments, we can increase that each year if we decide to, right along with inflation.
The next category here is something that everybody needs to think a lot about, and unfortunately is kind of painful for all of us to think about. How much will health care cost in the future? We know that medical costs are going up and up and up, and then, of course, there is long-term care to consider as well. How many folks who come in to see you for the very first time have a good plan for that?
Yeah, Ron, not many people have a good plan for that. And one of the reasons they don't is because it's kind of hard to plan for because the rules aren't the easiest to understand. You know, when folks are retired, most people have Medicare. Some of them have Medicare supplements. You might have other types of private insurance that your employer might still pay for, long-term care policies and all these things. You know, but each one of those pay sources only pays for a certain thing. So some of those sources will pay for your regular doctor visits, and some things might pay for home health care, or some long-term care policies might pay for nursing home stays, but not if somebody's coming into your home to give you care. So, you know, the first part about developing a plan for health care in the future is just to understand the different types of care that you might need in the future, and then whose responsibility it is to pay for each type of care, and just making sure the bases are covered all around, and know that, you know, even if you decide, for example, I've got folks a lot of times that we sit down and we have a long-term care discussion, and they end up deciding they don't want to buy long-term care insurance, and that's fine, but at least then everyone understands, you know, what potential long-term care costs might be and what insurance may or may not cover in the future.
Yeah, this is a super relevant question right now. I bet it seems like the last few weeks daily I've had a conversation about assisted living, Medicaid planning, different things, because most people that are getting ready to retire have a parent that's either getting ready to go into assisted living or is in assisted living, so they're living it, and they don't want to see that happen to their kids. So that's why where we deal with this on a daily basis, you can come and see us, and we can walk you through what the facts are on long-term care, assisted living, nursing home. There's a lot of rumors out there. Everyone thinks, well, my brother or my cousin had this happen. You know, we know what the facts are because we deal with it and we help people through it on a daily basis.
It's a sad state of affairs when 70% of us are going to need long-term care of some kind sometime during our life, and a lot of people don't even want to think about that. I know that there are a lot of people out there right now who are being stimulated by these questions that we're asking today, and they need to come in and have a conversation. What do you have to offer those Financial Symphony listeners who decide to make that phone call and come in for an appointment?
Yeah, you know, the hardest part in this whole process is right now, and that's when you're hearing this stuff and you know you should probably do something, you know you should probably talk to someone, and you just don't pick up the phone. So the hardest part is picking up the phone, letting us know your contact information, and the responsibility from there is on us. You know, we'll call you to make an appointment in the next couple of weeks. You can come into our office here in Perrysburg, or we can meet somewhere else at your convenience. But really the first step is making that phone call, getting a conversation with us. It doesn't mean you're going to be working with us forever. It doesn't even mean you're going to be working with us for a short time. It means we're going to get together, we're going to talk about a few things, and then decide if we want to move forward. And there's no pressure. We're not out there trying to sell you products. We're not out there trying to get you to commit to something. We're not out there trying to get you to move all your money over to us. It's a consultative process, but the hardest thing to do is just pick the phone up, give us your contact information, and we'll take it from there. And we promise to always, you know, be honest with you, to look after what's right for you, what's right for your family, and to give you good feedback and good guidance along the way.
So go ahead and make that phone call right now. Don't procrastinate. Come in for a relaxing conversation face-to-face. And the number to call to make it happen is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Call Steve Decker, Rob Davis, and the folks at Creative Financial Partners and make that happen. You can go to their website to check them out if you like, cfpohio.com. That is cfpohio.com. And the number to call, the all-important phone number, a toll-free call from wherever you are, 800-373-9715. Go ahead and call that number and make it happen. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. My name is Ron Stutz, and I am with Rob Davis and Steve Decker on today's show. There's more coming up on the Financial Symphony.
It's time to get connected with the musical connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Mark Lloyd, your Financial Symphony maestro. And Mark, you and I always enjoy so much talking about music, talking about rock and roll, country. It doesn't matter what kind of music it is, you know, because we love it all. And you sometimes even play it all, being a musician.
I played over the past weekend. I played four services in one day, 9, 11, 1, and 6.
Let's talk about the musical connection today. You know, some things are better than they first appear. Remember Susan Boyle, the kind of, I guess I would describe her as frumpy lady who showed up on Britain's Got Talent, and everybody thought she'd be terrible. But then she started singing and became a star overnight. What a wonderful voice she had.
Yes, beautiful voice.
And she still does. And can you think of any other examples of someone in music who didn't look like they'd be anything special until you heard them play or sing?
I had gotten two albums in one day.
Yeah.
And it was Boston's first, and it was Meatloaf. And I didn't know what a meatloaf was other than what you ate, you know? And I heard that album, and holy smokes.
Well, that's kind of the idea behind The Voice on TV now. I mean, you know, you sing to the judges who have their backs to you, and you get judged solely on your voice.
Or Amy Winehouse. She's got a unique look, you know,
no kidding.
Before she passed away. You know, but The Voice, man.
Just amazing.
They're phenomenal.
Hey, I got another one for you. I got a perfect example. Roy Orbison, one of my favorite vocalists. That guy is not like a rock and roll star. He never looked like the typical rock star behind dark glasses. He wasn't totally blind. A lot of people think he was, but he just got in the habit of wearing those dark glasses on stage. But what an amazing voice he had, who could really wail. I mean, he could have been an opera star if he so chose to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, sometimes things just don't seem like they appear.
What about in the financial world, Mark? At first, it seemed like a bad idea or something a lot of people would want to stay away from, but upon closer inspection, might actually be a really good idea.
Variable annuities. Everybody who listens to this show on a regular basis knows that I'm not a fan. Now, you say, why? Because I'm not really a cheap guy. But I just just hate the idea of someone paying high fees, 3, 4, 5, 6, sometimes 7% in a given year to have an investment and then sit there and wonder on there a year later, 2 years, 3 years later, why am I not making any money when the market's going up?
That's right.
And it's like, because the insurance company's keeping all the money. They're keeping most of the gains. And it just drives me crazy. I'm not an anti-annuity guy. Just because I get all excited about that kind of an annuity, you know, if it wasn't for some of the annuities that are out here in the financial world today that's giving folks lifetime income, there's people out here today that'd be broke because we're living longer as a society. So I'm not an anti-annuity guy. I'm just an anti-variable annuity guy. But I have to be, you know, completely frank with you. I own fixed index annuities. Now, why do I have them? Because I have no pension, zero pension, and I'm using them to replace, instead of buying bonds that are paying lousy interest, and interest rates start to go up, and you can watch your bond value drop, and you're like, how come I'm losing money in my bonds? Because the feds are raising interest rates, folks. That's what happens when interest rates go up. Principal in your bonds go down. Well, instead of having that as my safe part of my portfolio, I chose years ago, back in the 90s, to look at a fixed index annuity. I have protected principal from stock market losses 365 days a year. Folks, prior to the election, when the market was going down 9 days in a row, and we hadn't seen that since the 1980s, my fixed indexes did not lose one red cent. But when the market goes up, and if you take a look at the history of the markets, they have more up years than they have down years. When the market goes up, I get a percentage of those gains. And I lock in those gains on my anniversary date. That makes sense to me. Now, is it a perfect strategy? No. The word annuity, fear goes through some folks, and it doesn't necessarily have to. It's not what it appears. But you, the investor out there, you know, the future retiree needs to take a look and learn. You know, a lot of these second generation programs out here, products out here today, also offer lifetime income without having to annuitize the annuity, which means I can get a lifetime check the rest of my life. If I die, my wife Michelle continues with that same lifetime check. When she dies, if there's any money left in that bucket or in that account, it goes to my five kids, 20%, 20%, 20%, right down the line. See, there's a lot of misinformation out there. There are people that think, ooh, if I have an annuity and I die, the insurance company keeps the money. Not necessarily. If you have the right kind that you can have a lifetime check and your spouse can have a lifetime check, whatever's left in there, folks, goes to your children if you have it set up correctly. So it's important that you know the differences in these different kinds of products that are out there because, like I said, they're all not equal. They all don't work the same way. But you've got to be willing and you've got to be open-minded. Why is this important? Because right now, we've got a lot of uncertainty out here in the financial world. And the last thing you ever want to have happen is that you've been doing a great job growing money and you're thinking that, well, the markets are just going to keep going like they are. Trees don't grow to heaven and the markets don't keep going up. That's two things I can guarantee you. Yeah. When it has that next dip or that next correction, and some folks think this is right around the corner, then you're going to be in trouble if you don't have your risk under control. And this is a way of having my cake and eat it too. Use it for the safe part of my portfolio, but also if the market continues to rise, I'm still in it to win it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local financial symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and of course, we want you to get to know Steve Decker and Rob Davis just as much as you possibly can. You know, everybody knows these guys, but if you haven't dealt with them before, then you are missing out because they both have incredibly sparkling personalities. And this is the Getting to Know You segment of our show, and you can find out about that. But I want to ask you, Steve, I'll ask you first, what fact about you would most people be surprised to learn?
Well, I don't know if it's so much surprising as it is interesting. Before, I've been in this industry for around 10 years now, but before I got into this, I worked on for a five-star hotel on a small island called Mackinac Island up in northern Michigan for about 5 years right out of college. And I ran their convention department for them. So I would, as companies or groups would come in, I would kind of be the contact there and organize, get things set up from the hotel's point of view. And if you know anything about Mackinac Island, you know that there are no motor vehicles allowed. So a lot of times logistically, when you're dealing with setting up events across an island with no vehicles, you're dealing with a lot of horses and drays, as we called them. So it was a really fun time of my life. But, yeah, I was on Mackinac Island for about 5 years.
Great to know that you have all that experience in the hospitality industry. How about you, Rob? Tell us something that folks would be surprised to learn about you.
Oh, I don't have near as good a story because out of college, I bartended for a while. So that's
oh, that's fascinating.
So that's a little less fascinating. But I guess one of the things people are surprised to know about me once they get to know me, and if you get invited over to dinner at my house, I'm a really good cook. So I'll put that up there as something people are really surprised at because they come over and they have this wonderful meal and they assume my wife was the cook and they're usually surprised when I tell them I was. So that's the surprising fact about me for the day.
Well, I think I've been missing out here. You need to prepare a meal for us after the show.
I will do that.
Well, I'd love to have that. Rob Davis and Steve Decker here on the Financial Symphony, and that is our Getting to Know You segment. Thanks for listening, and we'll have more coming up on today's edition of the Financial Symphony.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits.
Thanks for listening to the Financial Symphony. This is the radio show that helps you tie it all together. Music, finances. And Mark Lloyd happens to know a lot about music. He's an expert on financial matters as well when it comes to your retirement planning, and he can tie it all together. My name is Rod Stutz. Always a pleasure to be on this show with Mark. And Mark, tell us about a client who is in a position to retire comfortably, but he or she continues to work in some capacity simply because that's what they want to do. They don't want to stop working.
Oh, wow. There, actually, I would have to say I have a lot of clients.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks I've met with, Ron, that they could retire tomorrow. And they just literally sit there and say, we just need to know if we're going to be okay. Because the number one concern we get on this show each and every week is, have I saved enough? I'm worried about outliving my money.
Yep.
That's the number one by far. There's nothing a close second. Some things you can't control. You can't control what inflation is going to be. So we put a number in there that's projected, but you can't control that. You can't control what the markets are going to do for the next 10, 15, 20, 30 years. So we usually side on being a little bit more conservative there. But we do know we can control what the guaranteed income that we're going to recommend to them, what that's going to be to supplement Social Security. We pretty much know what Social Security is going to be. We, you know, if they've got a pension, we pretty much know what that pension is going to be. We know how to put income together. I had a situation with a couple, Jonathan and Marie, and, you know, and he was making six figures. And we did this whole complete analysis for him. And the good news was when I was able to share that with him, I said, hey, just let me say, we found some things that you probably need to address. Kind of like going to a doctor and, you know, say, hey, your cholesterol's up, or your, you know, your blood pressure's a little up, or whatever. We do that as well. I mean, we're sitting there, you know, analyzing some things that can probably tighten up, you know. And I said, but here's the good news. With an efficient plan, you should make it without any problem. I mean, you know, now it's going to be something we need to revise every year. Because just like going to a doctor for an annual checkup, we need to revise your plan every year and just make sure you're on the right path. You know, kind of, you know, not only just give us a state of the union, but also give us an annual checkup to see that we're on pace. Nothing's changed to live through retirement comfortably. But in their situation, they could have retired tomorrow. But, you know, he's making six figures, Ron. He said, you know, I enjoy doing what I'm doing, but you never know. I said, well, here's what you need to know, Jonathan. You're in a financial position to be able to make it comfortably with or without that job. Now, keep in mind, the longer you continue to work and the longer you continue to save, that's just more money that you're going to have to be able to live off of, or more money that your heirs are going to inherit one day. You know, he did not know that, Ron. He did not know that. Until he took the time to invest an hour of his time and come in and have a complimentary review performed. And, you know, and after he got, you know, after he took that time and invested that time, he then had peace of mind. So, folks, here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now, and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
Your financial plan shouldn't be a one-hit wonder. Make sure it'll be considered part of the greatest hits by working with your local financial maestro.
All right, we appreciate your listening to the Financial Symphony today. Ron Stutz here along with Rob Davis and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners. And before we go any further, let me put the phone number out there, the all-important number we give you so many times because it's so essential. It's so important to go ahead and make that phone call and make an appointment happen. Don't procrastinate. A lot of people listen to the radio show and then they put it off and they say, I'll call next week. Go ahead and call right now. Then you'll have it out of the way and you'll be glad you did. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Call that number, make an appointment, get on the calendar. Calendar fills up fast at the end of the show. And again, the number is 800-373-9715. Let's talk about the voices in your head. Hey, Rob, Steve, you guys have voices in your head sometimes?
Hopefully not, but, you know, occasionally something will creep in.
I'm always getting great ideas from someplace.
Well, I have voices in my head sometimes and also I have music in my head a lot. You know, we talk about music a lot on the Financial Symphony, as I guess we should. But when it comes to investing, most people have two voices in their head, just like old cartoons. You remember those when somebody is faced with a moral dilemma of some kind? They have an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other. The devil is kind of the voice of greed, and the angel is the voice of wisdom and restraint. When investing, it's the voice of wisdom battling the voice of greed all the time. So I thought we could look at a few statements from the voice of greed so that we can all recognize it when we hear it. The market is doing great right now. This is a good time to invest a little more aggressively so you can take advantage of the growth. Now, if you're the angel sitting on the other shoulder, what would you say to the devil with his advice?
Yeah, well, I tell you, the whole trying to get a little bit too aggressive is something a trap a lot of folks fall into. And a lot of times it's not wise to stretch your risk tolerance because you have a feeling that the market's doing good or things are really good right now. You know, if we look back historically, you know, the average investor that invests on his own without professional advice makes a lot of bad decisions when it comes to how aggressive to be at what time. And that's certainly something, the trap that you don't want to fall into. And sometimes, you know, hanging out in some conservative stuff because it's right for you is the right thing to do. And I tell folks a lot of times it's like eating your vegetables. You don't really like the taste of the vegetables, but you eat it because you know it's good for you. And sometimes when the market is flying high and everyone's talking about how much money they're making and how much their stocks are going up, you know, that doesn't mean it's time to jump in with both feet if it's not right for you. So I would just say, you know, be cautious, stick to your plan, and know that, you know, a lot of times the conservative parts of your portfolio are there for a reason. And not to stretch yourself just because you have a feeling about the market.
Sometimes that voice of greed creeps in and says, that guy on CNBC seems to know what he's talking about. You want to follow his advice quickly before everybody else figures it out, too. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, we get this every now and again. It's, you have to keep in mind when you see somebody talking about financial matters on TV or on, you know, on your CNBCs or MSNBC, that they're broadcasting to a wide audience and their advice isn't necessarily specific. It's just generally their thoughts. And those guys don't get on there for having boring news. You know, you don't, if whenever the market drops, you know, it's the first headline on the nightly news. Oh, the world's coming to an end. You better watch out. Your 401k is in trouble. You don't get on the news for having good news. So as far as the, you know, when you see somebody on CNBC, keep in mind that they're talking to a wide audience. When we're talking to you, we're looking at your specific portfolio and where your risk tolerance is in specifics to you, not everyone. Just because someone has a hot stock or a great idea, or they think they do, you know, really, how often does that work out? I would encourage you to speak with your advisor. And I get tips all the time. I have people call me and say, hey, you know, when the election was, you know, real hot a few weeks ago, hey, the election's coming up. What do you think about this? So we talk through it. And at the end of the day, we break down to how it looks to their portfolio.
And Steve, you know, the one thing that we all have to keep in mind when watching those shows on TV with those personalities saying sometimes outrageous things, that's all about entertainment, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, they're on there to try and gain some momentum for, you know, whatever book they're selling, whatever show they're trying to report. They're on there for a reason. They're not doing it for fun. Where, again, when we look at your portfolio, when we're looking specifically at you, it's about everybody sitting at our table, our team going through this, not, you know, somebody who thinks they know what's going on TV.
800-373-9715 is your number to call to make an appointment and to come in and have a conversation at Creative Financial Partners, 800-373-9715. We're talking with Steve Decker and Rob Davis on today's show. They, of course, financial consultants at Creative Financial Partners, serving northwestern Ohio with offices convenient to you. And you can call in and make an appointment happen. Don't delay. You can go ahead and call right now in the middle of the show and make this come about. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. We're talking about the voices in your head, and to be honest with you, most of us have voices in our head from time to time, and the couple next door has a lot more money saved than you. So you may have the voice of greed in your head saying, hey, listen, you need to take that into consideration, and in order to keep up with the Joneses, you need to hit some home runs over the next couple of years so you can catch up. I'm sure you hear this kind of thing a lot.
Yeah, you know, a lot of our clients are concerned with where they're at. And a typical question is, gosh, do most people like me have more money than me? Or how am I doing? And that's such a hard thing to do when you're trying to benchmark yourself to everyone else, because, you know, everyone's situation is very unique and very different. And even if you know the guy next door has more money than you, it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, be the one that needs to catch up to that number. Maybe his expenses are a lot higher, or, you know, maybe you have a pension that he doesn't have. So that, you know, there's just a lot of variables that go into a good, solid financial plan. And, you know, the number that's in your head that you're comparing yourself to may or may not even be something that even makes any sense when you look at everything else going on. So, you know, I would caution anyone that thinks they have more money or less money than anyone else to just step back and realize that that's not the goal. You're not going to come in here and we're going to tell you, gosh, you're way in the hole compared to average folks like you. You need to really risk your money a little more to be able to retire someday. You're not going to hear that from us. What you're going to hear is a discussion about your goals and kind of what your situation's like. And then we're going to do a lot of work to put together a plan for you to help you achieve those goals no matter where you are.
Yeah, and I'm going to add something real quick here too, Rod. This is one of my pet peeves. It seems like everyone has a cousin or an uncle or somebody who's made a lot of money in the stock market doing something. Or I have, you know, my uncle day trades and he's got all sorts of money. Well, that may be true, but when's the last time that you've ever heard someone coming back from Vegas saying that they lost money? You know, no one ever says that they're not doing well with their stocks or they didn't win any money in Vegas. It's just one of those things. So I would encourage you not to try and keep up with the Joneses, because you don't know what the Joneses' situation is.
Yeah, and they're not going to tell you the truth anyway. Even if you asked them, you know, how much they had invested here or there, you know, they're not going to say. So another voice may creep in your head from time to time. We talk about so many times about how it's essential to have some kind of an emergency fund set up, and maybe a voice creeps in your head and says, that emergency fund at the bank isn't making you any money. You ought to invest it instead of having money in the bank collecting dust. And that's not necessarily good advice, is it?
This is a very common conversation that we have with a lot of our clients. And the first thing that I always say is when people say, well, my CDs, my money market, my savings isn't making any money. My first comment is it's also not losing any money. And you have to keep in mind that the world that we're living in right now is a very volatile world, and there's nothing wrong with having cash. Cash is king in a lot of ways. True, it's not making any money, but again, I refer to that Friday in June when the market lost 600 points. That money didn't lose any points. It's still sitting there. So whenever I get this question, people ask, well, what's the proper amount to have in cash? And I say it's completely up to you and your comfort level. Some people it's $10,000, some people it's $500,000. It's whatever makes you sleep well at night. As long as you're okay understanding that you're not making anything on it, it's all about your comfort level. So wherever you think your emergency fund should be, stick with that. I'm not going to try and convince you that you should put it into this to make more money. We're living in a very low interest rate world right now, and no one's making any money on stuff at the bank, but you're not losing it either.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and one more question here concerning the voices in your head. You may have a voice in your head pop up and say you're much better off to do everything all by yourself instead of paying anybody to help, and I know that you guys are going to have some interesting responses to that.
Yeah, you know, that's something that comes up from time to time, and, you know, it's really not, you know, what we do here is very tailored and specific to each client, but, you know, the services we provide aren't that much different than, you know, anything else you would go out and need service for. You know, cars are so complicated right now. Even if I really liked cars and I really thought cars were really cool, I don't think I could service a car if I had a warning light that went on in my car. I'd have to bring it to a mechanic because, number one, cars are complicated, and number two, the cost of making a mistake is just really, really high. And
yeah.
So I would say compare it to anything else. If you're a professional mechanic, then you probably don't need to bring your car in and have a mechanic service it. But other than that, the market and the financial landscape is more complicated and, like Steve said, more volatile than ever, and you really want to make sure that you're 100% confident and you really know what you're doing before you go out and do it on your own, just because, you know, just like making a mistake when you're working on your car will end up costing you more than what the repair bill might have been to begin with. You know, making a mistake in your financial life can be a real big deal, if not now, down the road. So, you know, that's one of the things where if you do call in and we do talk to you, you know, make sure to bring that up to us. We're not opposed to people doing parts of things on their own, but what we can offer is a fully comprehensive plan and to make sure all your bases are covered and to make sure that everything's being addressed, whether it's another professional that we have in the office, a lawyer or an accountant, or if it's something you can do on your own.
And Rob, I just want to ask you one more follow-up question of that. I would imagine that a lot of the people you meet with who have been doing it on their own for a long time, they come in and they finally sit down and have a conversation with a financial consultant. I'm guessing that a lot of those people they may have done okay, but they don't really have a plan in place, right?
Yeah, you know, the plan is something that's almost always missing. And even if there is a plan put together, it's sometimes missing in certain areas. And one of the things you'll get here, you know, if you call the 800 number, you make the appointment and you come in, is a real comprehensive look at everything that's going on financially. And that includes your investments, that includes your insurance, that includes, you know, long-term care things, that includes pensions and annuities, and anything involved in your financial life is something that we're suited to give you some help on here and make sure that it's all included in the plan. And our Money Map planning process is very comprehensive. It is something that we're very proud of, and it's something where if you call and come on in, you know, you can get that started. There's no cost. There's no obligation to have a consultation with us. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to learn a little bit more about what you've done in your financial life to get you to this point, and we'd like to show you some ways that we can help you move forward. So if that sounds interesting, or you just want another opinion or a second look on what you have going on, you know, pick up the phone, give us a call. We'd love to have you in for a few minutes.
And here's your number, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number, leave your contact information. A member of the team will get back with you, and you can come into Creative Financial Partners and talk about your individual situation. We're all different. There's no one-size-fits-all. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. This is the Financial Symphony. Rob Davis and Steve Decker with Creative Financial Partners. And there's more on the way.
You've got the questions and we've got the time. It's the Request Line.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. My name is Ryan Stutz, and I have the immense pleasure of being on the show every week with Mark Lloyd, your Financial Symphony maestro. And Mark, let's go to the request line today. We have a great question that has come in from Lana, and she says, I'm 63 years old. I started taking my Social Security about a year ago. Now I'm thinking about working part-time at my friend's bakery that she just opened. Will this prevent me from continuing to get my Social Security?
I think there's probably, Ron, a lot of folks out there
mm-hmm.
who, you know, may have elected to take their Social Security at 62 and, you know, with the idea of never going back to work, but then starting to, you know, wonder if they made the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can tell you just based on her question, it all depends on how much she's going to make at this bakery. Now, because the bakery's just opening up and she's saying she's working part-time, I'm assuming that she's not going to lose all of her check. Matter of fact, you know, based on current Social Security rules right now, she can make up to $15,720 a year working part-time. Anything above that, what they're going to do for every $2 that she earns of a paycheck above that, Social Security is going to cut a dollar off of their check. And the year that she turns 66, if she's still working, and let's say that her birthday's in May, and she's eligible for 66, at 66 would have been her full Social Security age.
Okay.
Then what they do in that situation, then they take a dollar for every $3 that she earns if she's 66.
Okay.
So it has like a, it has an exemption of how much you can earn, and that exemption right now is $15,720, and then when they turn 66, they can make up to $41,880. So in this case right here, Lana, depends upon how much you're being paid. But you may be able to do part-time work at that bakery as long as it's under $15,720 and not lose a dollar of your Social Security check. But that brings up a good point, Ron. For all of our listeners out there right now, do you know when the optimal time to turn your Social Security on? You know, one of the questions I get at my educational sessions all the time is, what do you, Mark, what do you think's going to happen to Social Security down the road? Well, the Social Security Trust Fund is, you know, funded for X amount of years. We all know that. We've talked about that. I think it's 2030-something. Folks, expect some changes. Expect that maybe, you know, you might have to work longer before you can take full Social Security. You know, right now, you know, there's a certain exemption, there's a certain amount that high-income earners are, after so much, they don't have to pay Social Security tax anymore. I guarantee you the high-income earners are going to have to pay more Social Security tax. That's going to happen. There's going to be changes that Congress is going to do to try to keep Social Security funded. And for those listening worried about Social Security going away, I don't see that happening on any politician's watch, because that would be political suicide for a politician to do away with Social Security with all the money we've been putting into it. It's more reason that you need to have an income plan put together. You know, I call it like three legs on a stool. We have Social Security's one leg. If you're lucky enough to have a pension, that's a second leg. How much interest, dividends, income can we draw off of our portfolio to supplement all of that? And if we don't have a pension, we've got to supplement with more income from our investment portfolio. If you would like to have a complimentary analysis to know exactly how much income you can afford to take off of your investments to supplement Social Security, you just need to give us a call. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
the Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Steve Decker and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. You're a financial consultant serving Northwestern Ohio. And your number to call to get in touch, to come in and get acquainted. And that's really all it is. Come in and get acquainted with these guys and the team at Creative Financial Partners. 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Come in, make an appointment, come in and sit down and have a face-to-face talk, and you're going to get to know them. They're going to get to know more about you, because the truth is they can give you lots of good ideas and things to watch out for and lots of advice of a generic nature here on the radio show, but can't really give you specific advice as it relates to your individual situation without knowing more about you. So the number to call to make it happen is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715, your Financial Symphony number. As always, we get great questions from our listeners on this show. We got a question today from Gus in Maumee. Gus says, we have two daughters in their mid-20s. We'll probably be paying for weddings for both of them soon. What's a good way to invest money for an expense like this? We'll probably need it relatively soon, but we just don't know exactly when.
Yeah, Gus, this is a tricky question, because if you have anything that you've, assuming that you've saved for this for a while and you planned on this money, the last thing that you want to do is invest it and then lose it right before you need it. So what I've done in a few situations that are fairly similar to this is where we keep a good portion of the money in cash, or put it in a savings account, or do something extremely safe with it so we know it's there. And if something happens upside down with the market, we don't have to worry about it. But then maybe we take another portion of it and we invest it conservatively in some good mutual funds, where we all understand what the risk is, but we also are smart about it. So, you know, specifically if you have two daughters, maybe one of the daughters is getting married relatively soon and the other one isn't getting married for a few years yet down the road, we have the cash in the account to pay for the one that's upcoming, but then we have a few years to let the other one live and breathe a little bit inside the conservative fund and use it for that.
Yeah, you know, one good thing that everyone likes is options, and I am a strong fan of having multiple options. And what Steve was just talking about is a pretty good setup, because, you know, we want to make sure the money is there when you need it for a special expense, but we'd like to maybe do something a little bit more productive with it than put it in the bank. So, you know, mutual funds are great for this type of thing. You know, one of the things that we're really good at here is looking and diving inside of mutual funds and seeing kind of what these funds own and how they've performed all the time. One of the key stats I always like to look at when I'm looking at a mutual fund, even a conservative one, is the best three-year period this thing's ever had and the worst three-year period this thing's ever had. And by looking at those things, you kind of get a feel for, you know, over the next 1, 3, 5 years on a pretty, you know, midterm basis, kind of what can I expect out of this thing movement-wise? And knowing that and giving yourself the option to always have some free cash available is probably something you could look at.
Well, Gus, we want to say that we feel for you if you have two weddings coming up fairly soon.
Exactly.
You know, and weddings can be really expensive, and you don't want to disappoint either of your daughters. So you might be in a little bit of a fix there, but Steve and Rob can help you figure out a way to handle that. Maria in Perrysburg has a question for us this week, and Maria says, I have a catch-22. I have some stocks that I really want to sell because I think they're too volatile for a retiree like me, but I'm worried about the tax bill that I might create. So what do you think is most important, reducing risk or keeping my taxes low?
Well, the first thing I would say, Maria, is you're a little bit farther ahead than some people, because we've had folks come in here, you know, after the fact. I had one in the last couple of months that just told me these stocks were getting too out of hand, and I got them for my dad when he died 10 years ago, so I just sold them all, and I'm looking at the stuff thinking, you know, this is great, but you just cost yourself a lot of money in taxes. So, Maria, you're really smart on thinking about that, because like anything else, one movement or one trade or one shift in direction can set off a lot of unintended consequences. expenses, and taxes are one of those. So, you know, I don't think without exploring your situation a little farther, we can't give you specific advice on whether to sell or hold. But what I can tell you is it's probably going to be something you don't have to make a decision and do it all in one day. Just like you can kind of dollar cost in the market, if you want to get out, you can kind of do it in chunks over time to mitigate the taxes, to spread tax burdens over a couple years. For example, if you sold something on December 20th and then you sold something else on January 2nd, those are in different tax years, even though you're kind of getting the money from them within a month. So those are the types of strategies and tactics that we can help work through with you on your situation. And it's all part of the big plan. And that's something we do real well here with our Money Map planning process. And it's something that we can certainly help you with. I would encourage you to give us a call and come on in, and I'd love to talk to you more about that.
Yeah, Rob's right on the mark with that. And one thing that I'll add is a lot of it will depend. You said you have some stocks. A lot of it will depend, is 10% of your portfolio stocks or is it 70% of your portfolio? Well, if it's 10%, let's really look at the risk that you're taking with the other 90% and see if that can balance itself out. But on the flip side, if you're really heavy in stocks, then you're absolutely right to be concerned, and we should really get into some tax planning and see if we can help you shoulder that burden a little bit.
800-373-9715 is your number to call. I would encourage you to go ahead and call that number right now. Don't even wait until the end of the show. 800-373-9715. That's your number to call, and set up an appointment with Creative Financial Partners. Go ahead and make it happen. Don't put it off any longer. 800-373-9715. Your Financial Symphony number, 800-373-9715. I'm Ron Stutz along with Steve Decker and Rob Davis. And one more listener question today. And this question is from Nick in Pemberville. And Nick says, our IRAs seem like they haven't made much money over the last 2 years. Is our broker just not paying attention to our accounts, or what do you think is happening here?
Well, Nick, I'm going to answer this kind of in a couple different ways. The first thing that I'll start off by saying is that if you look at our major indexes, and I'll use the Dow Jones here for an example, if you go back 2 years from this week, roughly, the Dow Jones has made about 1.6%, or just say 1.5% to 2% on the high side over the last 2 years. So if you're comparing it to major market indexes, then yes, you haven't made any money, and a lot of people are in this case. Okay, but I'm going to flip this over for a little bit too. If all that you're invested in is large cap stocks, which is what the Dow Jones is made up of, perhaps you should be talking to your broker about diversifying your portfolio a little bit more and getting into some more sectors and some subsectors. I use, typically in a lot of my portfolios, I use some utilities and some technology mutual funds, and those have actually performed fairly well this year. But I'm not sure if I answered your question or not, but yes, you should be concerned a little bit where you're diversified at. But if you're in large cap stocks, that's exactly what's happening.
It doesn't matter if your money's, with us here at Credit Financial Partners or another broker or one of the large national brokerage houses. You know, the last couple of years for everyone has been a pretty challenging environment. We've seen a lot of volatility. We've seen a lot of ups and downs, and kind of, gosh, it's 2 years later and we're back where we started. And so, you know, it's not uncommon, number one, to have that part of your result being in part of your accounts. But like Steve said, you really need to take a step back and look at the overall picture, because everything in your portfolio should not be doing the same thing at the same time. And if it is, it's time to take another look. Peel back a couple layers of the onion, kind of understand what you own, understand why things are moving, how they're moving or not moving, and make some decisions on the best way to allocate moving forward.
Okay, if you'd like to make it happen, if you'd like to come in for a conversation about your situation, I'm going to give you the number in just a moment. But for the listeners out there who haven't been listening to us in a while, who are not regular listeners, who may have just joined us for the first time today, take a moment to explain, if you would, what happens after they make that phone call and come in to Creative Financial Partners for the appointment.
Yeah, Ron, it's a real simple process. We, you'll give us some basic information, a name and a phone number. We'll reach out to you. We'll schedule you for an appointment in the next couple of weeks, and we'll send you a list of things that you might want to bring when you come on into the office, and you'll show up here and you'll have a real good conversation with one of us. And, it's basically an interview. It's basically us learning more about you, about your situation and kind of what you want to achieve, and then determining between all of us whether we think we'd be a fit fit for you. And, you know, we are happy to do that. We're happy to do that without obligation, without an initial cost. And we just love to have that conversation because, you know, we help all kinds of people all over the area. So we're probably helping a neighbor or a family member or a friend of yours, whether you know it or not. And we're real proud of our involvement in the community. And we're here, we're local, and we're a resource for you. And that's why we do this radio show. So give us a call. Come on in. The consultation is free. You're not going to get sold a product or you're not going to hear a sales pitch. You're going to meet us. We're going to talk about you. We're going to talk about your situation. You're going to learn a little bit about us. And then if it's a good fit, we'll move forward. If not, at least you'll have some new ideas and a fresh look over your stuff. And the hardest part in this whole thing is you picking up that phone, giving your contact information, and scheduling an appointment. And come on into Perrysburg, and we'd be happy to meet with you.
Go ahead and take that first step, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Toll-free call from wherever you are in Perrysburg, Toledo, wherever you happen to be. Go ahead and call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Rob Davis and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners on the show today. I'm Ron Stutz, and guys, it's been a pleasure being with you.
Thanks, Ron. Great show today.
Fun as always.
We will join you again next week at the same time for the next edition of the Financial Symphony.